Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
This is John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
This is the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, and you're
listening to My Darkest Hour with Stefan Brigati on MyParanormal.com.
Evening here. Over the last few years of doing the show, eight years now, I have had places that I've been to, talked about. There's places that have broadcast live from. A lot of you hear me talk about location that we are streaming from tonight, the Omen House. Here since he's built the house and things that have happened here. Of the paranormal TV shows from Hunters, My Ghost Story, Paranormal Witness, but here we are. So as I was saying, there's a lot of cats going on here, a lot of activity besides the spirits, but there's a spirit, the opportunity to do a lot of investigating here. I've got some great photographs of the spirits. We're going to be doing a live stream as we do a walkthrough in a little bit, and some of you who will be checking it out will see what the rooms we're talking about. We refer to a place called the Earthen Room, which is an exposed hill. There's a lot of activity happens in that room that we've talked about and we've experienced here, along with the spirit of a little girl. Besides, of course, the Sharon Tate and the others that are made their way over here that seem to make themselves at home here. We've had experiences with them as well. A lot of EVPs, strange light anomalies in the hallways, but nothing real oppressive. It all seems to be good times for everyone here hanging out. But that's just my opinion coming here. I'm here once in a great while, coming to visit my friend David and visit some of the friendlier spirits here at the house that we have a good time with. But the person that would know the most, obviously, is David, who has lived here this whole time and has had numerous experiences. A lot of people don't know that he has a Jack Johnson collection. And I'm not talking about the singer. I'm talking about the boxer. And we've experienced him here as well, which is a bonus because he's great to talk to with the EVPs and playing with the meters. Once again, this is what we're experiencing here. Those of you who come here can experience things for yourselves. And it's, of course, a lot of people in the areas come here to check out David's house to see it on the TV. And it's a It's a pretty impressive place. And for doing some groundwork for a paranormal investigation, this is definitely a great spot for that. So let me see if I can get David to come over here or talk to us. Or actually, I can go over to David. Hold on. So, David. All right. Speaking of killing, David's a master barbecuer. A lot of you don't know. I think I've talked about it a few times on the show. He's had some DVDs out there. If you can get them, get them. He's a great cook. Thank you so much, David. Good to be back. So the people that are listening, and I know there's a lot of newer people that are tuning in that have heard of the house, a little bit about you and your dad. A little bit about that experience, or
the framing of the house. I remember vividly walking around what was now the third floor, which was the first floor. Flat. Over no floors. A 40-foot. Wood. It just felt weird. There was just like a vibe of that. So, you know, when we're talking about nowadays, but then it wasn't in Walter. So I was just walking across it and thinking, amazing. And people were like, and the guys were working here saying, yeah, because so we just had them in the soldier. Because, yeah, there's no one there.
It might have been the spirits of the Indians on this land, because a lot of people don't even realize through this canyon, but in the canyon, there was such a huge population. There was like a scrimmage, like a battle that happened down there.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Washington
well,
down
yeah.
The
heart. Well, the tribe was the time they were literally all pretty much from the remember from close to the coast from San Diego all the way down to Orange County. And so part of the tribe that settled, you know, in the area was of that, you know, tribe. Part of the group that settled in the area was part of that tribe. What happened in 1842, after the Spaniards of the Mexican government had basically quadrupled off land parcels and given them off, the Native Americans were pushed out of prime real estate, which was not fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they were forced into the hills and the canyons, because in those days, it was prime real estate. It was all part of the flatlands, as you would call it, flat. And the undesirable portions were, of course, the hills and the canyons, where the wildlife had been pushed into. So we had bears, mountain lions, foxes, wolves, coyotes, deer, raccoons, skunks, foxes, just all up in basically bushes,
up
into the hills.
Yeah.
And that's what the Native Americans were. Well, in some time in 1842, a band of Native Americans descended upon the Ranchero that was found at what is now Alpine, Durar, and Sunset Boulevard. And basically raided the Ranchero, as well as the jumped by these Mexican guards, but the Ranchero. And they went after them. And the band of Native Americans kept going up into the canyons. they were going up to the Dubai coast, which is where the now is, not all the Dubai coast. And I think one spot, 3 days a year, and two off the left, and the left one spot, and the Mexican
long ago going, I'm looking. I said, where am I supposed to focus on? Because I can't understand. And these people are cracking up going, oh, just relax your mind and see the patterns come out. They're kind of the grooving patterns. And I'm like going, all right, this is some guy starting to talk and make a joke. You've got to be kidding me. And you remember those posters that all these different posters, and it was like, I looked from one to the other to the other and going, I don't see pattern. What pattern
is what? What are you talking about?
The dolphins jumping in the ocean in the wave. I'm going, the hell are you talking about? I'm looking at that and got that image. So I basically never, I'm looking at these people. So, oh, and Sharon's there and shaking. She's pointing them out in front of, like, to my left. And so there's Sharon, there's Jay, there's Bruno Valentino, and some other guys. And says, oh, yeah, I don't recognize them. But she says, there's some Native Americans. The last thing she says is, there's some Native Americans over behind them all. They're all amongst themselves. And I'm going, huh? And I'm thinking, either I'm crazy or she's crazy or something's not right in this picture. And I'm seeing myself on, I don't care. So she goes, oh, they want me to tell you, they all want me to tell you that they really appreciate you letting them stay here. And this is like 2 weeks after I'd come back from the LAPD doing the research on the book at the time that I was writing about the house that I finally finished. And she says, they want me to tell you they really, I said, far be it for me to add insult to injury. I mean, for the five people that died down the street, I said, it was horrendous. I said, I saw the pictures just a couple of weeks ago, and I've never been so shocked and just brain scarred. And she goes, I said, and she goes, well, I said, well, that's really interesting. It's like, no, it scared the crap out of me. It burned right in my eyes. And I then said to her, and secondly, more importantly, I said, I'm not going to live forever. I'm not immortal. I don't buy into that stuff. I said, so I don't want to have my, I said, get to the other side and spend all my eternal life in my ass kit for the spirit saying, hey, here's that David Allen. You remember my guy? Come here. There's that David Allman, you remember him, he kicked us out of his house.
Yeah.
There's that son of a bitch, spent the rest of the train, get my ass kicked all around, eternal life. They, no. And she looked at me and she smiled and she laughed. She goes, well, that's why they appreciate your attitude. And I said, yes, I'm tying myself to the other side, so I've got a nice cushion because she's landing. And she was laughing, and she just sounded so, like, refreshing because everybody's coming up with these other religious agendas, this and this, and I'm just this flat out on a plane. And she's like, oh, hell yes, I said, that's just famous. I wouldn't think otherwise, because my attitude is absolutely legal. There's not a bad thing. Song of walls, concrete, lead, kryptonite, wherever it exists. I said, there's nothing that can protect you from the ghost. Off of the world, I'm really don't touch you. And that's that. I said, but then I kind of hurt you. It's just not you. It's not the existence. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my ghost.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm glad you're here. What? Is your cat speaking English now? What's going on with that? Did you hear that? Yeah. Hola, Johnson. That's what they were trying to make context. Like, no, that's not the story. That's not what
happened. To the point where I have 18 cameras in the house covering the investigation of my life. So if something happens, like John Doherty was here last Friday on Paranormal Warehouse, and he was at the dining room table talking, and I said, I'm going downstairs. So I go downstairs, and he's up here by himself, and he hears this woman's voice say, hi, John. And he goes, David, is there anybody else here? I just heard a girl's voice say, hi, John. And I'm like, no, my friend isn't here. They're both out. We watched the cameras, and one camera, two camera, three camera, all recorded this woman's voice softly saying, hi, John. And I said,
there's
somebody. I don't know. I don't play the game of trying to, unless the spirit is clear, it means delineating who it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to make the guessing game because it's so.
Maybe not. There's a variety of women spirits coming through here, so it could be any of them at any given time.
Exactly. I don't know what the hell it is. So I said, I don't know, but they obviously know who you are. And I would say that, you know, it's funny because you've been here 5 times, and this is the 6th time you visited. And I said, they know you're leaving, and I was told or asked to have him come visit before he moves to Georgia. And it was funny, I said, I really wish you would stay for the event because I can't. And I said, well, the spirit's going to let you know that they really want you to stay. And sure enough, like I said, half an hour later, 40 minutes later, that spirit was recorded there. I was like, oh, my God, I heard that. And it was just, it's clear. And I'm like, wah, wah, wah. Oh, she said, hi, John. No. It was, hi, John. And I'm going, oh, my God, it's. They said hello to you.
Yes, and they came in and do that contact, which is awesome.
Yeah, and it happens. So, I mean, to me, it's always fascinating and interesting. And there's nothing to be afraid of as a spirit in the paranormal. It's just our personal, you know, perceptions that paint it, whether or not it's good or bad, or it's scary, or it's a demon. I'm a little honest when I say the word demon, you guys can know what I'm doing at this point. A meaningful moment of physical commentary that you guys couldn't capture, but I wanted to share that with you. You got a whole lot of faith in that person extreme case. You know, and person is not extreme in the prevalent these days is certain paranormal enthusiasts or personalities going out of their way to become possessed and to bring in the drama, bring in the fear, bring in the religiosity, let me hear. I mean, it's just, it's for everything to be bigger things than exorcism. My God, if there was that many exorcisms, and there was that many true exorcisms, we'd be busy in the hell, you know, on heaven on earth, it'd be so busy, it's impossible. And it's not the freaking way it is. Think of it. How many years before the past 15 have there been cases of exorcism, really proven cases of exorcism,
And because they wouldn't be in that 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the paranormal reality TV shows.
Okay, so are we talking about paranormal reality TV shows? We're talking about real exorcisms.
We're talking about real exorcisms, and I said, how prevalent were real exorcisms and demon possession previous to the first paranormal reality TV show 15 years ago?
Maybe four.
Right.
Ever in the world.
Right. And now?
I talked to the exorcists and stuff of those guys. Yeah, the same thing, but a lot of the reality TV show guys are dealing with lower level energies that
they are lower level.
Yeah, so they're creating their
sorry,
own.
Folks.
So in a sense, I think they might be creating their own demons. And I'm saying that people aren't out there having a rough time with some stuff, because there are. I deal with some of that stuff myself, but to the extremities we're seeing on some of those. Yes, well, I like that word. Extremities.
Nice, and they can have my arms and my limbs. I guess those are extremities. But what do you make of that? The fact that every time I change, it's another demon. We're getting it, and I'm going, oh wow, another demon. Wow, how many do they have to go around?
Well, because that one gets kicked out. You've got to go down the street to the other guy, and he's got to get his own reality TV show, and then the guy, his cousin, comes by, he takes the demon home with him. All of a sudden, they got a whole series.
I only wish the audience could see these things. I'm not saying we're just smacking the hell up silently in the background as I hear this, because it is so funny. It is so amusing and so just heartwarming, let's just say, to hear the fun. That beeping going on is the gosh darn oven. I think I have to tell my friend that my birthday cake is ready.
Yes, I think your birthday cake is ready. By the way, everybody out there, it is David's birthday. He's celebrating with us tonight. So make sure you go online to the Omen House on Facebook and wish him a happy birthday.
The Omen House will probably be David Omen.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, I got to check
my dinner. Yeah, don't burn those. So one of the things... Who's that? Is that Sharon?
Oh boy.
What? Multi-level cake? What?
Yeah, exactly.
What? That is gourmet. Are you telling me she's a gourmet?
What, baby? I'm going to check.
So this is live radio, people. That's why this insanity is happening right now.
It's video night. Today.
But David, comparing your house to those other houses where people are having issues. Oh, hello. So the meters are lighting up around me since I'm over here by myself at the bar. Your house is different, though. You have spirits that have come by, made themselves more at home here. And
just flop house.
And yeah, but you think about the spirits that. That doesn't affect that. No, dude. I use the good equipment, dude. I'm not using the stuff that's picking up radio frequency.
No kidding. That's what he's asking
about. But I thought it was because you missed me.
Are you in the chat
room? There's people listening to exactly what we're talking about. But my point was, so going back to Indians, you have...
A lot of spirits.
You have the Indian with the chief that we've referred to over the years.
On the chief, yes. We have the Native American spirit who Lisa Williams passed first in 2006 and said he was in the Mount of Earth underneath the third level. And what that really is it's the island developed under the house. There's a part of the house we did not put a wall up, just basically to cover and hide the earth. And in that spot, Lisa Williams came and said there's a Native American. We died on this horse as he and his horse fell down the hillside and broke their necks, and the remains were left on the side of the earth to rot in the sun and basically to become part of the earth hillside as the mudslides came down through the years. They covered their remains and interred them and buried them into the earth. It was not an intentional burial, meaning there wasn't a whole procession where somebody dug a hole and put the horse and the rider into the earth and buried them on the side of the hill. The Native Americans were smart enough not to go out of their way to try to bury their dead.
And the reason why I'm talking about the Indians because he's part of that tribe
that was coming through
here.
Yeah,
he's part of the Tonga tribesmen that was here. And you got to remember, when we say the Tonga tribesmen, don't go in your head and think about plains Indians wearing headdresses and feathers and riding on horses and living in teepees. Those Indians in the plains used what was indigenous to their area to survive, just like the Eskimos built igloos, and for less of a word, Native Americans also include Eskimos and the Inuits. They are just like the Native American tale that they built homes out of ice because they had ice. The people here in California, in the Pueblo tribes and in Southern California, built huts out of reeds and other types of bark and material.
That's the Christie alarm for your cake.
Yeah, that's the extra Christie alarm for my cake. I'm going to be right back 1 second. I'm going to turn that off and shoot mine. That's mine.
So it's not something criminal. People burn cakes all the time, for those who are listening out there.
For those who are listening out there, listening to my Darkest Hour Radio, we are at the Omen House, David Omen's house, talking about the spirits and some of the history here regarding the reason some of the spirits are here. We're talking about the chief. And wasn't it 2016 we got that photograph of the horse in the lower level with the girl?
You mean the colored image of Karaviska Mead, the famous image that that Barry was with Barry Taft of Condon?
No.
No?
No.
This one.
I'm talking about the horse.
With the girl down in the lower level.
I never saw that picture.
Gee, we looked at it downstairs. And you were like, oh, that's a horse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, in 4 years' time, Stefan, the amount of stuff that I've reviewed and seen in this house and video activity within the past couple of days is that crazy, crazy stuff I can share with you.
Cool.
That I want your insights on because at 10:15 in the morning, a week ago, on Monday, this past Monday morning, at 10:23, I was in New York cleaning up and I heard, she's going to be amazing. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? Like, oh, I'm trying to look in the bathroom. There's nothing in the cement. You're going to be dead. And I have it on three different levels. I've recorded the three pieces of signature. And it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
What was that? Did you just hear that?
I just heard something like that. I'm glad against something. Like somebody sitting over there. I don't know if it was in green or
something. I heard something. I don't know what the hell it was. But
I don't know. Could be whatever was lighting up video up a little bit.
Yeah, I was kind of curious what that device is, by the way. I've never seen it.
That's a 360 from Chronologies, Jeremy Jones, Bilby's. And I got a couple of them all testing out, and they work great. You can see the intensity of the color, and you can use it as a communication tool. You can line it up for yes or no. If you want to see the direction they're going, the little disc will follow them.
Guys.
You're talking to the dogs, not the spirits.
Yeah, not the spirits. I'm talking to the
two bucks.
They see the case, they knock off. And I don't like that kind of vent. It's just behavior. I'm sorry. Mind your manners. So as we were saying about the spirits, yeah, the house is and been labeled as the Sharon Tate murder house, which you know it is far, far from.
I think it got that from the Ghost Hunters episode. Because that's what they were showing it at that episode.
That was in 2006. Unfortunately, that's not true. My house is four houses down from where Sharon's property is, and where the house stood was another 70 feet in and around. Well, it was because it wasn't. It's not there any longer. They tore the house down. But the house is more, as I said, even to have those murders not taken place down the street, this place would still be.
Yeah.
We'd be rocking with spirits.
You still got everything else coming by here. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we have tens of spirits outside the five that are there. Other people come in with the spirits around them, the spirits of the Native Americans, the El Valentino, and other spirits in the area, and just in general, come in and go out. It's like a giant ghost swap house.
Yeah, they're not here all the time. Well, good example is the track. I didn't even know he existed here, and no one ever said anything to me until my fourth time here when I was down in your office, and I had my own encounter with the chimp. That blew me away.
What happened?
I was down there. I think I was doing a live feed from there and just hanging out and talking and just whatever, and I felt something going on. So I was in the bathroom right there, and I had my little point and shoot, and I said, come on, just be in my picture. Give me a big old smile. And I got a photograph, and there's a large head of a man kind of started looking at me, giving a big cheesy grin. And
I got to see that picture.
I sent it to you before. We'll review all my evidence over the past. Yeah.
Because you can see the different shades of the blue and the hue, and God knows he's taking pictures here.
Yeah. That's another thing I was going to talk about. It's not just regular spirits here. I've got weird glowing octopus-looking things flying through here that they look like beautiful artistic lampshade things glowing right in front of Mark's face.
Like neon, like, yeah,
right? Yeah, he was like, take a picture of this in my hand.
I'm like, okay, I've never seen anything like that before. And you had all those ones in this room with like light anomalies just blazing through the image, through the frame, and I'm going,
yeah, right in here.
Right on this floor, yeah. I'm like, well, and Mark was over near the railing, and he was like this, and there's streams, he was putting his hands together in like a prayer motion, and you literally have streams of light energy, like little lightning bolts coming off his fingertips.
Yeah, into a little ball thing, and he was like looking up. That was one of my favorite pictures.
Yeah.
But that's what's interesting here. So just the environment alone is creating enough energy for all these different things coming and migrating through.
Right.
And then you're so hospitable to these spirits.
Yeah,
they're just like, cool, this guy's, you can hang out with
him. Hey, guess what, guys? This is the place to hang out with this. And he goes, hang out. It's really cool. And it's like, it's got an open sign, an open door sign. It's like, come on in, all of you. Like, what happens? I don't know. And I don't have a problem with it. If people get pissed about you're harboring Sharon Tate's spirit against who else. Like, Sharon and the rest of them can come and go as they please. I have no control, and I do not pretend to have any control of this.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, are you kidding? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm going to tell them what to do. Right.
Yeah. Well, people don't understand. I've been here enough to know that's not the case.
No.
They came this way and probably went house to house to see who's paying attention, and you were the only one that was paying attention. Like, holy crap, we got one. This guy.
Here's the party.
This guy can see me. Everybody, get your friends. Come over.
Fireworks going up. The place, you know, yes, put up the guys on beacon lights. Let everybody know on the other side. This is the place to hang for this side.
Yeah.
Now there's beacons coming out saying, yeah, David's house is the place to say, oh, Jesus, what am I saying? Yeah, that's what I can't imagine if the other side is like,
this is the place you want to go. That's like Beetlejuice and Dwarf. That's right. Come on. Let's hit it up the Omen House. That's right. I'm telling you now.
I mean, that's what it must be like to the spirits. I mean, the place is nuts. The activity I have happening, and just like, okay, I'm never surprised. I'm always amused. And I'm like waiting for the newest gag. Besides turning the faucets on, besides turning the lights on, besides turning the televisions on in the middle of the night, besides changing the channel when you're watching TV, I'm waiting for the next big thing and not the figurines getting knocked over, which I was supposed to mention to you that over on the 90-count aquarium, I have the original Beetlejuice figurine that's the first one there that unfortunately is missing its head and its body is kind of chewed up because Reggie caught it when it was going to the
Jeez.
So I finally brought it out, I put it on there, and it's been getting knocked over on that aquarium as well, off the head, and it's almost happening regularly, but not every day. And it's like, okay, we're talking about something not necessarily about champagne. Bam! You did get knocked on wood. And it's like, hey, Dave, what's up? And it's just like, I guess you don't know how many things to make a statement.
I guess so.
And they put it out just in the hopes that the spirit of the company has.
Those of you that are live feed or the live stream, you guys, when we walk around, I'll show you guys the Beetlejuice figure collection and tell you a little more about it. Yeah, it's pretty solid. Yeah. Yeah. And how's that? They still knock them down every day?
Put them up this morning, about 10 o'clock this morning, so they've been up standing all day.
They're all ready for action.
How ready they're getting up. Exactly.
That's awesome. So the first spirit from that group was, you saw it was Jay, right?
Yeah, the only spirit I've ever seen or apparition in my entire life was the apparition of JC. Yeah.
And he was in your room.
He was in my room, the foot of my bed, pointing, making a quarter turn towards what is now a house. But at the time, it was a vacant lot on the hillside. And then 8 years later, they developed it and literally took the entire mountain out and took it and made a flat pad 60 feet below the street level and put a huge retaining wall and put a 45-foot pad of concrete that they built the house in. And that was 8 years before that was Type 3 resolved, which they were pointing to that property. Which makes you wonder, saying, wait a second, if you knew that, ages before that all happened, and anybody transferred the title of that property, what else does it mean that they know of what the future is?
Yeah, like what else is coming? Like who else is coming?
Meaning that if he was pointing towards something that wasn't being touched until 8 years later, he obviously understood the future.
Well, yeah, time's irrelevant.
Well, how old are they if they can see this? There's no reason why you can have a place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. So he walked in with you, was pointing over there, and now.
And he kind of turned and stayed right. And that was the only spirit I saw. And then at the end of the time, I think it was 2 months later, Elmer Kelly, if you might remember, was here with Barbara Bardowski for the very first investigation on the length of water in 2004. Which was the 35th anniversary of the murders, and Alma came in, sat down at the dining table when Bob and I went to take care of business and see what's going on. And I came in and Alma said, "All right, this is my girlfriend." And I was like, "What?" I said, "Wait a second." I said, "What did you see?" I said, "You saw my girlfriend. This is the cyber family." Then I give her, show my hand. And Alma said, "Oh, she was about 5'6". Long hair, straight, and pulled back, and like both of them were on her neckline, pulled back, and as long as them, shoulder length. She was wearing a white sundress. She had naked legs. She had shapely naked legs. I remember I was telling you that.
Shapely, okay.
Shapely naked legs, and she was wearing this white sundress, and she looked like she owned the place. She walked in the bar, in the bed, around the bar. As she walked by the tiny Richard Allen, who was sitting right there, so I'm pointing to the dining room of in the house to where the chair was. And she looked around and smiled and walked around the bar and then down the stairs and went downstairs. And she said, "That's what I saw." And I said, "Well, my girlfriend is about 5'11", has long, straight, black, dark brown, dark hair, almost black. And I said, she doesn't believe in ghosts, nor is she even here." And she goes, "I know what I saw. I saw this woman, and Alma wasn't told where she was going. And she was brought up and kept her in the dark. So I had to say to Rob, I said, should I? I said, it sounds like." And he goes, "Yeah, it does. Let me show you a picture." I said, "Is it this woman? I had a candid shot of Sharon Tate. It's not a glamour shot. It's a regular candid shot."
Yeah, a great picture.
And she goes, "Yeah, that was her." I said, "That's Sharon Tate." She goes, "Oh my God." And yeah, that took place down the street from here to the end of the story, like 35 years ago, tonight. That was like the strangest thing. And I believe that people were seeing Sharon and Jay, we all know that actually seen their apparitions. People have been touched, people have been voices, I've had experiences.
People get strange photos, but not actual
connection. Yeah, the only other kind of thing I have some people here that reference marriage is connected to the family of Sharon. Very good friend of Sharon Tate back in the 60s, and when he came over to dinner, Diamond Tate, you know, I brought him this morning, and one of my appointed between his daughter and his other friend, split the bottom of the table, full 8 to 10 inches, and the one that kept getting from one side to the other, and it didn't go over the lip, and I just sat back and said, "Okay, I understand." And because she had never been a direct connection between her family and Sharon's back in the 60s, where her family lived in Texas, and she was growing up, and Sharon's family and her family used to go picnic and stuff.
I mean, I've got my two dogs and my rifle, but I'm not really concerned about that. No. The spirits here are good, your spirit, so you have no problem.
I've got great neighbors, and we're all on the same page. Somebody, you know, to the others, you know, call us for help, so to speak. So, no, I really don't find it that way at all. I find it, you know, I don't know how to say that. I don't feel threatened. I find it quite comforting up here. I've never felt any issue with anything up here. It's always quite nice, and, you know, it's been home. What more can I say?
Perfect. I'm just wondering because you get the looking loose and the people that.
Oh,
Manson had his followers, and he's still doing his thing. And now the goal was before he dies to try to get to him, and if he can get him, then you.
Tommy, shut up.
Yeah, once again.
Don't interrupt.
But I'm just curious, like people look at lose that might come in and try to be part of one of your events. You don't know. I mean.
I haven't had events here in 6 months.
Okay.
And I don't have any anymore. This is COVID, and I just ran out of the house. So I've got something. August in 2 weeks from tomorrow night and Saturday night, there will be a live streaming event. We're going to do the family, compromise a few friends that are going to come in and out to the interview, live streaming, and then do those investigations. I think it'll be one of those one night.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I think we'll have you and Patty do one.
Yeah, let us team up on that. We do a lot of good
we'll
stuff.
Have that live streaming in the house.
So much fun.
And it'll be, I think, the last. I'm actually here, I have to laugh, because she was in the third level and she was going through her whole process of closing the veil and telling the spirits nobody's to go home with anybody else. And I hear her getting very serious about it, and it was almost like, as if on cue. I hear this whispery voice say something in a mocking tone like, oh, yeah, like, sure, uh-huh. And I mean, it was with the new reality that was the group that was doing the investigation. It was so funny because I called him up and I said, "Did you hear that?" He goes, "Oh yeah." I said, "I heard that." I said, "That was uncanny." He goes, "Oh yeah, they're mocking Patty. They certainly did make a statement that you definitely could feel was not authentic to being anything but a mocking statement."
So something happens.
And the spirits have a sense of humor here. They all.
Oh my God! Absolutely.
And you heard the recorded voices. They're just they're totally.
Yeah, I've experienced Jay quite a bit, and he's on top of his game. He's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, Jay can be quite the character and comedian.
Yes, his humor is off the charts.
Yeah, he's really.
He likes the ladies.
Ooh, yeah, he likes his ladies. Living or dead, she's got an eye for women. Yeah, I've contributed that experience as well. So.
Yes, so if you're looking for an experience, the lady, come on down.
Don't say that. Kesha, the singer Kesha was here because she came to
the that's right.
And later on, I found out that there was an article that she did an interview with Japanese television. And she went on to say some very, very interesting things about a female anatomical part of the body that was haunted. And I was like, what? And she wants to have sex with a ghost. And I was like, what? And then they dawned upon me the reason why she came to the house specifically was to see if the spirit would take her up on her offer.
And Jay didn't get on that? I mean, what's up?
No, Jay didn't get on that. Not that I know. I mean, I didn't get a call from Kesha saying, hey, what are the spirits in the
what's
house?
What's Jay doing next week?
It's like, what? Oh, my dear. I'm so sorry. Because, no, I'm quite busy. It's a fulfillment of the fantasy come true. But, no, that I didn't get that call from Kesha. But it was quite interesting to find out the motivation of hers to come to this house had more to do with that fulfillment of a potential experience with spirits than it did with seeing the house and the ghosts, specifically. She wanted a specific encounter of the dirty kind with the spirits. I found that so amusing. I was like, oh my God. It's like, I read the article translated from Japanese. Like, you don't see this in people practice.
You know why she was in Japan? Looking from Japan?
Yeah, she went to the suicide forest, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any idea.
Looking for the hookup of the ghost. I'm going to the suicide forest. They're all depressed. Dude, that's the last thing you want. You want to go to like a brothel where everyone's all happy.
I don't know. I just know that she did the article for a Japanese magazine, and I was cracking up when we read it. But, and this chick was in my house, and she was in the throes of a lawsuit between her and the executive committee for sexual harassment.
who is not a ghost.
Who's not a ghost, who's a real life person that you think is important and you know, picking up on charges. So, yeah. So
wow.
That is the backdrop of the time that I was in here at my house, which is surreal. Like I said, looking back at it from 5 years later. That's just plain enough, you know. So.
You've had a lot of celebrities in this house, too. Did they come for any good experiences with any of them? What about Bronx?
Bronx didn't, yeah, no spirits were afraid of Bronx.
He's too much. He's too much energy in one day.
He was in a cab. It was his best as right ankle. And he's like, yeah, Bronx. Yeah, sure, Bronx. His spirit's like, Neanderthal boy? No, thanks. We're out of here. He scares us. He's too raw.
Yeah.
We can't scare him. We can't even talk to him. He's like, I'm playing. Hey, he's feeling manky, right? I've always find you playing mini helmets. And he's 20 years ago, I played him, I beat him, I lost to him, I played him in the NFL, he was on my team in the NFL, I lost him, I beat him, I beat him, I beat him in the NFL, and I'm like, okay, Rob, all right, it was just so much Rob. I mean, he is bigger than my personality, and he really is. I mean, he's quite a beast, let's be honest.
Yeah,
six, and his brother Dan was here, and Dan is a little less, you know, a built than Rob, but that's not to say Dan's not big. Dan's big, but not, he's as tall as Rob, a little shorter maybe, but Rob is like packs it on, like a size, like just a big kid. Dan is a little bit more reasonably sized. And Dan was really low key, and it's like, you two are brothers? And I go, hard to see from something. Dan was so kind of low key, but when Rob got to Dan and they started pushing, he started pushing his buttons. Dan got Rob all riled up, and Dan and Rob were just going out, and I'm in the middle, and they're both 20 guys physically standing like going, yeah, all right, boy, we're going to, you're a little cousin.
Yeah.
I said, I've had two cousins. Two of them were just like you, 6'4 and 6'6, but you're 6'6 and he's 6'4, and you both made a bet with me like my New York Giants cousin. So it was just like going, oh, here we go again, I'm getting my ass whooped by the cousins.
Wow.
It was great, you know, but the spirits were like, no, he won't get it. He doesn't get this. He don't get ghosts. And ghosts don't want to try to get them to get them. That was kind of like a note. Nah, that's a waste of time. Leave them alone. And that's what happened. But it was so amazingly amusing and fun. You know, and we had Sylvester Stallone here 2 years ago before the pardoning of Jack Johnson with his brother Frank. And nothing happened then, of course. It was just fun to have him here visiting and talking to him and shit. Lindsay Lohan was here, and that was a downward spiral into hell. she came. I was all excited. My friend calls me at 5 o'clock and says, Lilo wants to come to your house. And I was like, what the fuck is a Lilo? He said, the cartoon character from Disney? The Stitch? I said, who's going to make it? Stitch or Lilo? I said, they're both freaking cartoons. And he goes, no, Lilo, you stupid son of a bitch. I said, Lilo, what the fuck is Lilo? He goes, Lindsay Lohan, don't you understand? And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. So I'm watching television and the news. And the thing off on television and the news is Lindsay Lohan's being you know, accused of stealing a necklace from a Venice Beach boutique. And I'm like, you're kidding me. I said, this can't be any more surreal. I said, I'm watching her right now with the story of the day about her and this necklace being lifted. From the Venice Beach thing, and they said, oh, well, she wants to come over. And it's like, how's that? Because I met her last night at the party. We were talking about this and that. She's apparently up for a part of Sharon Tate in a biopic and is thinking of her and this and that. And it's like, she wants to see your house. And it's like, okay. So I got the house cleaned up, and I went to the door, and I opened the door the whole thing, and I was like all jacked up and opened the door, and there she is. And all the air left my tires. I was flat as a, I was just flat. There's no air in my tires. I'm like going, what the fuck? And I was like, she goes, hi, I'm Liz Williams. Like, yeah. And you're also just an energy vampire. I said, because you just sucked all the air out of the room. And I was just like, wow. And then it just went downhill from there. She comes in now. She goes, well, I want to see a ghost. I want to see a ghost. Where are the ghosts? And I'm like, well, put a face plant. And I said, ghosts aren't on command. They do what they want when they want, and I don't have much to say about it. They do. They will manifest when they choose to. And she was like, well, I want to see a ghost. And I was like, I can't manifest the ghost. And it just was, the rest of the night was just an aberration of a guest. Just terrible. And that was it. I don't want to get into details. I've added my book, and so I don't want to be the best story of Lindsay and read about in the book because it's the funniest old story. And she actually did also try to, what's the word again, lift, which is another word for steal, a photograph of Sharon. No, the note from Sharon's mother to, from Sharon to Sharon's mother. And she ended up stealing a 507 publicity photo I had Sharon that went missing later that night. This news is holding it right, of course, so.
Not cool.
Is it one? Are we on for one?
Yeah, we have to learn.
Yeah,
we have to learn. All right, so, you guys are listening to my Dr. Style with my guest. Well, actually, I'm getting a guest tonight here at the David Omen House during his birthday. And we're going to end the show, the broadcast, and then we're going to get things ready and we're going to go to the stream. Event, which is basically just us walking around through the house, talking a little bit, and doing some stuff, and seeing what can happen, and bringing that to you guys, guys get a better of the layout of the house and how things kind of work around here. So please join us for that. The link will be up. I'll put that up there on the website so you guys link to it and join us from there. We have Patty Negree, our good friend, will be joining us in a little while. So in the meantime, we're going to start with David's birthday dinner.
Do me a favor, go to Ghosts of Cielo Drive to get your copy of the book, or go to CieloDrive.com. That's CieloDrive.com. That's where you get Ghosts of CieloDrive.com. And then visit us at TheOmenHouse.com, where we will have tickets for the event in 4 weeks. That's TheOmen, O-M-A-N, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Thank you again. And YouTube.com/David Omen. See the videos. Stefan, wrap it up.
All right, so we'll see you guys in a little bit. All those links he just mentioned are on the site currently, so go ahead and check it out. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Chewing Man Salsa Company, making some of the best paranormal salsa in the business. Lizzie Wizzy's Crafty Creations, who's making all the nice warm gear for us where on the paranormal. And, of course, P-Tech, Mike, and everybody over at Paranormal Technologies, making all the meters and all the lights that we use in our paranormal investigation. So in the meantime, we're going to send it back to you live at the studio and want to thank everybody out there at iHeartRadio, History FM, everybody over at liveparanormal.com, and, of course, Blog Talk for making a simple format to use when we're out on the event. So in the meantime, we'll see you guys next time. My guest will be Don Staggs will be joining us. It'd be good to catch up with our old friend Don Staggs. Until then, see you guys next week. Hush!